For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a man called Jack Pindar talking to a group of students about his job as a radio presenter.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me to come and talk to you all today. I have been a radio presenter for 10 years now. I started doing DJ work for the university radio station. Strangely, I wasn't studying music or art. In fact, I was a history student, but I've always loved music. I do the breakfast show Monday to Friday. I start at 6 a.m. and I'm not much of a breakfast person, so I don't eat before the show. Everyone eats and drinks loads of strong coffee, but I'm a tea man myself. One big cup, and then I'm ready to start. Once I finish the show at 10, I have my breakfast then and a glass of juice. I love my job because I get to play great music. The best thing of all is when I get to do interviews. I've met some amazing people, some of them famous, and some of them just ordinary people who have done wonderful things. Unfortunately, I have made myself look silly a few times. My memory isn't that good. It's not that I forget dates or times or anything like that, but once in the middle of talking to a politician, I forgot their name. That was not good. I had never thought that I would have a successful career as a radio presenter when I was at university. I was always interested in teaching or acting, but if I changed careers now, I would definitely be a reporter of some kind, as I love talking to people. Well, that's a little bit about me. If any of you are free this weekend and aren't too busy studying or going to clubs, why not come and see me at a charity event I'm doing at Hatfield House? If you want to make a note of that, it's spelt H-A-T-F-I-E-L-D House. I hope to see some of you there.
Now, listen again.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me to come and talk to you all today. I have been a radio presenter for 10 years now. I started doing DJ work for the university radio station. Strangely, I wasn't studying music or art. In fact, I was a history student, but I've always loved music. I do the breakfast show Monday to Friday. I start at 6 a.m. and I'm not much of a breakfast person, so I don't eat before the show. Everyone eats and drinks loads of strong coffee, but I'm a tea man myself. One big cup, and then I'm ready to start. Once I finish the show at 10, I have my breakfast then and a glass of juice. I love my job because I get to play great music. The best thing of all is when I get to do interviews. I've met some amazing people, some of them famous, and some of them just ordinary people who have done wonderful things. Unfortunately, I have made myself look silly a few times. My memory isn't that good. It's not that I forget dates or times or anything like that, but once in the middle of talking to a politician, I forgot their name. That was not good. I had never thought that I would have a successful career as a radio presenter when I was at university. I was always interested in teaching or acting, but if I changed careers now, I would definitely be a reporter of some kind, as I love talking to people. Well, that's a little bit about me. If any of you are free this weekend and aren't too busy studying or going to clubs, why not come and see me at a charity event I'm doing at Hatfield House? If you want to make a note of that, it's spelt H-A-T-F-I-E-L-D House. I hope to see some of you there.
That is the end of part 3.